It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're about to read this email that we got from a boss in our company. And we want your honest opinion, your response, if you agree with what they're saying and suggesting for us, or you're like, no, this is not true. I totally disagree. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. But this is a short email, but it could change the Joe and Alex Show and the way it is and what you listen to on a daily basis. Alex, why don't you go ahead and read the email real quick?
All right. So it says, morning show team. And this was addressed to Joe, myself, Alex, producer Porkchop, and Liv the Web Girl. While listening to your show recently, I have found myself mulling over some concerns. Is it possible that the show is too edgy? My apprehension is that you talk too much about sex and relationships and that each of you are getting too personal and having too many TMI conversations. I would like to meet this week to discuss options on how we can dial it back and talk more about family-friendly topics such as favorite books and movies, news stories, or the best places to eat in town. I think your listeners would appreciate these conversations more, and this is a way we can push into an even larger audience. Please consider this while planning shows going forward. When can we meet to discuss further?
Now listen, I don't like when people tell us what to do with the show. That's just me because I don't like change. I don't disagree with everything in there. I don't think talking about like books are the thing, but I think it's good when you talk about like local stuff or like, hey, what would you recommend to me to go check out? Because everybody's got, you know, everybody likes to give advice to other people. I mean, who doesn't like to do that? I could see a little bit of a point there, but I mean, I think being real and honest about things is a good thing. I think one thing they were referencing to was even just this week, we were talking about like in one of the last hours of the show about the millennial sex recession. Like they're flipping pancakes less and less and less. And I know I shared about how often like me and my wife are, mm-hmm. and it's down a lot because I'm on like
medication,
like antidepressant, medicine.
But he's saying we're too TMI. We share too much about our personal lives and we're too edgy.
Okay. Now don't get me wrong. I think maybe we are a little into ourselves. Like that's just the nature of who we are. But when I listen to shows or I listen to a podcast or I watch something, like I do it because that person's unique and I care about them. Like I want to know about that person. That's what draws me in kind of.
See, we probably weren't supposed to talk about this email on the air, honestly, but Joe and I were so beside ourselves yesterday when we received this. Like I immediately called Joe and we were just so shocked, and I just genuinely had no idea how to take this, because when the show was created, like at its inception, that was the vision for the show. We wanted to stand out by being a show geared towards a younger audience that isn't afraid to talk about anything. Yes, we are a little bit edgier,
but we're not trying to be.
But just naturally though, by having real life conversations and talking about things like relationships and things like that and what's going on in our lives, you are going to get a tad bit edgier content. But in my opinion, that's for the positive. And that sets us apart. That makes us more real. And I think that helps us stand out and be unique. And we do cover some feel good type of things sometimes too. But that's the thing. We cover everything. We're not afraid to touch on things that might be a little controversial. But I think that's good.
833-JOE-ALEX. You can call in if you agree with that email. I mean, we're not going to like it, but maybe it's the medicine that we need to hear, the pill we need to swallow.
Do we need to be censored?
833-563-2539. Renee, you're the first one up here on the Joe and Alex Show. You heard that email. What do you think?
I completely disagree with the email. And I agree with what Alex is saying, because you guys talk about real things. You guys talk about things that are happening. And even if it is a little TMI, I mean, you guys aren't cussing on the radio station like other radio stations, which I don't care about the cussing part. But, you know, you're talking about things that, you know, we all go through. And, you know, it's just nice to hear that other people are going through the same things that we're going through. And if they honestly, my personal opinion, if they want a family radio station, then they need to go to, like, the older radio stations, or to, don't get me wrong, I do listen to it, but to a Christian radio station.
Yeah, they need
Jesus. I listen to you guys every morning, and all the stories that I hear, I'm either laughing, or I'm crying, or I'm relating to it, and, you know, I honestly, I'm never going to stop listening to you guys, but I honestly, I would not change the radio station whatsoever.
Renee, you know what? I'm just going to, just to push the edge if the bosses are listening, I'm going to swear real quick. Hold on. You. You.
Stop it.
Stick it up your.
Stop.
I don't care. I'll do what I want. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
That's very nice.
Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Jennifer, is there a point here? I mean, be honest with us.
No. Nobody wants to listen to that crap about books and all that other stuff. We want to hear the real life stories and real life situations and what's going on. And
we just got a tweet from someone that said, I'll quit listening if you start talking about books.
I will quit listening.
Now,
I actually told the guy when he talked to me a minute ago, I will quit listening if you guys start talking about books and crap. If I wanted to do that, I'd go to Barnes & Noble.
There is, like I said, hold on. We have to be able to see both sides here, guys. Listen, there is a good book I recommend, Marie Kondo. It's the tidying up. It's really good.
I'm like the lady a minute ago, though. If I want to hear that stuff, I'll go to the Christian or in the old stations.
Yeah, I just feel like, I'm not saying that we are for everybody because, yes, we are a tad bit edgier and we target a tad bit younger of an audience. So your mom and your grandma may not love our show, but I feel like we have to pick some niche. And I think that is our niche. And I think we fit well there and we feel comfortable and we can relate to that audience of like we share everything and you share everything with us.
I think you guys are great. Don't change. And if you do, like I said, I'll quit listening. So if he's listening, I will quit listening and so will so many other people.
Yeah, then you can write an email saying, hey, shut the up. Hey, thank you.
Stop it.
Hold on. Let's talk to Mary. Mary, you're on the Joe and Alex show and you used to listen to us a lot.
Yeah, I used to listen to you guys a lot, but I just don't listen really to you guys anymore and I've kind of switched radio stations.
Why?
And I don't really dislike what you guys talk about. I think what you guys talk about is fine, but I just feel like Alex's attitude is really what's turned me off, and I don't really listen.
Mary, no, I don't disagree. I sometimes change the station, too, even when I'm on here. Yeah. But listen, Mary, if you quit listening, I get fired. Like, even if you don't like Alex, I need you to listen, okay? Think a little pork chop. How's he going to do it? Think a little live the web girl. See, living in her car.
So like one thing about our show is that you may not love necessarily every single person on the show, but each one of us brings a different perspective to life. Like live the web girl, her life is completely different than mine. Joe's life is completely different. He's married. Porkchop's life is completely different. He's a member of the LGBTQ community. So like all of us have different perspectives and things when we talk about topics so that you can say, oh my gosh, when you're listening, I totally relate to Joe or I totally relate to Alex. Like, I think it's okay if you don't necessarily like me. Like, you don't have to feel like you have to like all of us on the show, but there should be someone in the conversation that you can be like, wow, that's me. That's exactly what I go through.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I don't necessarily feel that way. Like, I feel when you guys started off, when I started listening to you guys, I loved it. You know, I was like relatable. It was relatable. I just was really into it. But now I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Turn off. Like, let me switch over.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Well, Mary, listen, I love you. I'll take the abuse. Come back, please. By the way, I do love, though. She's listening right now because she called in.
Right. I was thinking
the entire time. It's cool. Stella, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Let's wrap this up with you. What did you want to say?
I guess so. First, I had a question. Was the person who sent the email very old?
Define very old.
I mean, older than us. I'd say probably like 40s.
Yeah, mid 40s.
I feel like it's like an older person's mentality that you're not supposed to share those personal things that people around our age think that you should share. And I love the show. I go home and talk about it every day. As for Alex, I mean, me and her are super different. But I love hearing a show where there's a strong woman at the center, and
that's why we have Live the Web Girl.
Hey!
No, it's okay, Stella. Say I really feel. Say, you, Alex.
Stop
me. No, don't swear. All right, hey, thank you for calling in. Porkchop, you didn't like. You let people through, right? Because I don't like hearing that we're bad or people don't like us, but I want honesty.
Well, the majority of those conversations were positive.
Yeah, no, and I feel like I'm really good at being a mediator, you know, making sure we don't go too far. But
I don't know about
that.
Did you see that Facebook message we got the other day?
Yeah. Well, I did want to say something. I think some things we talk about really does help people. You know, there might not necessarily be things that you want to hear, but you should hear them. For instance, something we talked about yesterday helped me.
What?
What?
So remember how we were talking about like millennials aren't, you know, flipping pancakes as much anymore?
Uh-huh.
Well, last night I had some good pancakes.